I kept my word. There was a demon named Corot posing as a Roman governor. He had the man crucified. I was there. He saw me in the crowd, instructed his mother to give me the diary, even thanked me. He was quite changed, sick-looking, thinking better of it. But he got his roses.
This makes him sound like an imbecile.
Oh, no, no, Your Honor. I was the dupe. Here was me thinking I was getting rid of a competitor, and in fact I was stage-managing his apotheosis. I tell you, when I saw them fall down on their knees at Golgotha, I wept. I was tricked. Tricked. You called me the father of lies. You put me on trial while he goes free. He gets a cult to himself, but my synagogue is blasphemy when I think of...
Order in the court. Please, please, will you hush your faction?
Quiet. The earth was given to me. Remember that. I was to be prince of the world. But now it was Christian. Though I was an exile, they found me everywhere. Here's the devil, they said, possessing pigs and small boys. Ah! Here's the devil, they said, in everything diseased and putrescent. The world rose against me, everywhere slandered, my works twisted, my ambitions destroyed, and my face dragged in fear and loathing.
Could we have a recess?
No, Miss Lamb, you're a witness.
That's right. No sympathy for the devil.
Sit down.
Do you know how difficult it is not to believe what people say about you? Not to become your own publicity? Be thankful, Felix Popper. I'm not the devil you think I am. Because if I were, if I once believed the image of myself, I'd devour you.
Order! Order!
Judgment! 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 Judgment!
Sit down! Order! Order! Silence your faction or I'll throw them out of court!
They've been thrown out of finer places. Silence!
Your Honor, the defense moves that as my client is henceforth removed from the public sphere, we should proceed directly to contemporary evidence.
Out of the question.
These little anecdotes waste the court's time.
Mr. Kyle has a point, Miss Lamb.
With respect, the court commits a familiar error, presupposing that one evil is every evil. This monster...
Objection!
...may claim he was exiled from the world, but I beg the court to remember the name of his refuge, hell.
Yeah, point made. Continue.
I'd like to ask the defendant why he created hell.
I had no home.
So you found a cave, did you? Like a hermit?
I had a little more ambition than that. We dug out hell ourselves, handful by handful.
Who exactly worked on this project?
Friends.
Human.
Some.
The damned?
Objection, Your Honor.
Sustained. Inflammatory, Miss Lamb.
These humans, on whose authority did you take them?
Their own.
And what did they build?
A world.
A parody of Earth?
More beautiful, I thought.
Stone.
More fantastic.
Nine circles?
We're still building, soon 100.
A refuge?
A family residence.
Quite the bourgeois.
My point, exactly. I'm no different from any of you.
Not every home is hell.
Is it not? I wonder what made you, Miss Lamb.
Not every house is a palace.
I have no palace.
You had one.
I may have done once.
Designed, I believe, by one of the master architects of Chartres Cathedral. Cast your mind back.
Nothing.
Let me refresh your memory. In 1194, the church of Chartres, which housed the tunic the Virgin had worn at the Annunciation, was burned down. The only object untouched by fire was the tunic itself. It was taken as a sign that on this site God intended a great monument to be built.
At inconceivable expense, I may add.
One of the architects of the cathedral was...
Nicholas Vidal of Toulouse.
I call Nicholas Vidal.
So did I, but he didn't answer.
Nicholas Vidal, a man of heroic stature and appetite. 35 years old and the master architect of the east face of Chartres. At present, he lies face down, asleep, on a bed of summer grass and wildflowers, on the banks of an idyllic summer stream, with two sisters, Alette and Madeleine, flitting over him. It appears that, well, sleep has not been the only activity this afternoon.
Is it Saturday?
Sunday.
Are you sure?
Yes. Why?
Oh, I just thought if it's the Sabbath, we shouldn't sin. Not three times.
If you sin twice, you're damned anyway.
He's probably exhausted.
Nicholas, Nicholas, are you awake?
Oh, look, Madeleine. Who is this?
He looks well dressed, like a nobleman.
Excuse me, ladies. I'm looking for Nicholas Vidal.
Oh?
Is he here?
Who wants him?
My name's Masterna. I've come up from the south to find him.
Are you a bum fancier?
Madeleine!
He doesn't go with men, even the bishop.
He'll go with me.
You try it. He'll bust your head.
I don't want his body.
Well, that's good, because there's not enough to go around.
I'm a lord. I have lands in Spain.
You don't look Spanish.
He doesn't smell Spanish.
Please wake the architect.
He's tired. He has been working.
Nick?
Something fell on me.
There's somebody to see you.
I felt the weight on my chest.
A lord, Nick.
Oh, Jesus, what do I look like? My clothes
Your appearance is of no concern of mine. You're the architect of the East Face, Nicholas Vidal.
I am.
I never flatter. Your work is exquisite. I want you to work for me.
Well, the cathedral isn't half finished.
I have influence in the church. We can come to terms.
No, it is not possible.
Reconsider, please. Here you share the design. I offer you a project to yourself. And here you're forbidden to mark your work. History will never know your name. Build for me, and you'll be remembered.
I can't make up my mind here and now. Come to my house tonight.
Not tonight. It's Sunday.
Come tomorrow. The house...
I know the house. I'll be there. May I say a little advice for the masons? The hitching knot they use is dangerous. Here, try this one. It'll do the job twice as well.
Thank you. But how...
Until tomorrow night, good afternoon.
Oh, I wouldn't trust him.
It's a good knot.
He smells curious.
It's a really good knot. Look at that. He knows his business.
So do I. That man is sick.
He's probably deformed.
He does walk funny.
And Spanish. I hate Spanish.
Nicholas?
I've got nothing to lose from hearing his bargain.
All right. Then we'll come too.
No.
Why not?
It's not your business.
We'll be quiet as mice.
He said, I can sign the work. Did you hear him? I can sign the work.
Nicholas Vidal wanders off, dazed and daydreaming, while Alette and Madeleine debate the devil's motives.
A bum fancier.
No.
The way he looked at Nick and the perfume?
Masterna. Masterna. I've heard of this place.
We should watch him.
The air turns bitter cold, unbearable. In the grame, the mice miscarry. The birds flutter on lead wings. Moths choke. And the heavens open up. Why?
I was flattered.
You were a fool.
It seemed a good bargain.
Surely you knew who he was.
I was blind. He offered me my own project. Complete control.
Well, surely you suspected. Well, you could tell it was too good to be true. Out of nowhere, the gift of a lifetime.
He said I could sign the work.
Fool.
Yes. At night, I remember I slept without the sisters. And I dreamt. Oh, how I dreamt. Dreamt I was locked in the earth with the Lord Masterna. He came to me with two sidekicks, the demons Verrier and Belial. They gagged me with knotted rope.
Do you like riddles, Nicholas? Here's one. What knot is there that when tied makes a man a comedian, a lover, and a dancer? Speaker, you don't know. Show him, Verrier. A noose, Nicholas.
The sniveling Verrier, on a whim, grew 15 feet tall and took out a noose and hung Billy, lifting him up off the ground.
Up he goes. Up, up, up.
Dangling him from one arm, effortlessly, with Belial kicking.
See how his feet dance. See how his loins swell. See the faces he forms. Dancer, lover, comedian. Now, suppose we try the same trick on you. Or would you prefer to obey me? In everything, waking or sleeping.
The Lord Masterna,
the devil.
He came to me and bent over, presenting his behind, expecting me to kiss it. I didn't. I couldn't. Five times I dreamt that dream. By morning, I was a terrified man. I locked myself in my house and prayed that he wouldn't come. But he came. Was the last summer like this?
Nicholas Vidal.
I hid.
Nicholas. Nicholas. Let me in, boy.
Our Lady Mother of Mother's Perfect Splendor. Our Lady Mother of Mother's Perfect Splendor. Our Lady Mother of Mother's Perfect Splendor.
How do hush? Better. Kiss me, Nicholas.
No. No!
Please? No. Oh, you look exhausted.
I slept badly.
In my country, there's no exhaustion. You'll feel nothing but the simple urge to make beauty for me.
I can't come with you.
Why not?
I have commitments.
The bishop has released you, as of tonight.
I love France.
As France is to England, so my country is to France. Warmer, sweeter, altogether more alive. I have here a little contract. Would you care to glance it over? Then we could perhaps come to an agreement.
This language?
French?
No French I know.
Oh, for our protection. It's written backwards. Shall I read it for you? I, the undersigned, Nicholas Vidal of Toulouse. Chizu, why have I never learned to close doors after me?
Oh, pleased to see us.
Of course he is. We brought wine.
And pie. Mr. Masterna, what a surprise.
We have business at the moment, Nicholas and I.
Oh, but we've cooked.
Later.
But smell that. Yummy.
After all, we are to celebrate.
There's nothing to celebrate.
Aren't you going to go with the Lord?
Oh, yes, to build him a palace.
To become famous.
I think he is. Are you a dancer, Nick?
Oh, no, no, no. He cannot dance.
Two left feet.
Well, we'll have to teach you.
I don't need teaching.
What about comedy? Can you pull faces?
Only in bed.
Shut up, will you?
Can you, Nicky?
Yes, yes. There.
You can do better than that. I have friends who could teach you to pull faces.
I'm sure you do.
If you don't sign.
And make me a lover, too? Swell my loins? How do you get into my dreams?
I can't think what you mean.
All night you've been in my head. Get out!
No.
Please.
Ladies, would you leave us alone a while? I have a new knot to show Nicholas.
Pie, anyone?
For me.
And for the Lord. Pie for the Lord.
Not at the moment. Get out.
Do as he says. He'll kill you.
Oh, just a taste before we go.
In my country, we eat after business.
Well, this is not your country, so eat.
Oh, yes, yes. And then we will go.
Oh, very well. A small piece.
Oh, a large piece for the Lord. Here.
That's goodbye. Now. Oh, dear.
What have you done?
Oh, it must be the pie.
But they were good fruits.
Could it have been the crucifix we cooked into it?
Surely not.
Oh, maybe it was the holy water. Oh, I feel so guilty. We ought to help him.
Oh, these women. They've poisoned me. I'll kill you.
You want to kill us? We'll die happily. We don't want confession.
We want to come to bed with you.
Please, please.
We'll cook for you.
Make love every day.
Every night.
No more. Let me out. You hear me, Nicholas? I'll have you one day in hell beside me, and you'll build Elysium before you go to rest.
Get out. Go.
And don't come.
Madeline and Alec kick the downed and defenseless devil. And as he scurries to his feet and leaves, the trio erupt in celebration, laughing, congratulating themselves. But the joy is short-lived. 1 week later, one of the devil's new knots slips, and a block of stone falls on Nicholas Vidal's chest. He doesn't die outright. There is time in the dark to hear his breathing, his beckoning.
So I went into the abyss with him.
Such an embarrassment. To so believe in my own evil, I choked on the image of good. A crucifix. Oh, I was furious with myself. Nicholas, how long will it take to build my palace?
50 years, perhaps. But I must work unwatched.
I was a fool to let you do that.
You trusted me.
More than that, I wanted the beauty I'd seen at Chart. A taste of heavenly perfection. I never thought...
The day came. The palace was finished. The fires were stoked to light it by, and there was such laughter in hell.
What have you done?
In every circle, the word went round that the devil's palace had been built in the shape of one huge...
turd!
...of a palace for the Lord of Shite.
I couldn't kill him. He was already dead. And I didn't want him in hell reminding me.
So I came up out of the abyss. The earth was 50 years older. The summers were not as warm as I remembered. My friends were all dead. After a year, I found Alette and Madeleine buried in unhallowed graves. So I dug a hole in the earth between them and buried myself with my house on my nose. It was damp, and the worms were not kind. But I stretched my fingers out to the bones of theirs, and after a long while, I fell asleep. And that's it. All I ever wanted was the love of my peers. But I'm happy now. In my dreams, there's son and the sisters beside me. The devil's a comedy. God is a greater one. All entertainment for us to enjoy and forget.
Thank you. You're dismissed.
May I suggest the court adjourn?
Well, it is getting dark.
I don't mind debating through the night.
The court will be in recess until tomorrow morning.
I've always found the dark most conducive to thought.
The courtroom crowd of demons, the dead, and the dying disperse. Most return to their tents, sweat-drenched and stinking. Some wander down to the lake shore, where, I've just learned, there will soon be an evening of entertainment. Details to come. Miss Catherine Lamb lingers. A mistake.
Shut up.
Shall I silence him for you, Mrs. Catherine Lamb?
Don't bother. You obviously watch over us. Tell me, what have you learned all these years?
I think you have certain inalienable rights which any civilized society must preserve. One, the right to delude yourselves. Two, the right to lose your sanity if and when these delusions fall apart. And three, most significantly, the right to defecate in private.
Do you take nothing seriously?
Oh, Miss Lamb, what a question, of course. Knots, for instance, I take very seriously. Thank God we're all tied up in knots, bound up in a bundle, or we'd stray, wander off into the dark and lose ourselves completely.
Ooh, what's going on, Verrier?
A fireworks display. Don't you approve?
Oh, beautiful. Look, look.
Yes, Belial, it is wonderful. A gift. But Miss Lamb is suspicious.
What a surprise.
There's no ulterior motive.
Ever met anyone?
Look at that one.
So long since I last saw...
I was about so high.
He thought you'd all appreciate a little spectacle.
Ooh, that's exquisite. And there.
There's some more along the beach.
Silver rain?
Ooh, those are my favorites.
And bottle rockets.
Red glare. The bombs bursting in air.
And Catherine wheels.
Ooh, which ones are those?
They spin around like loony birds. Shall we go and see?
Of course, Belial. After you.
The crocodiles come out at night.
We can see them light the fireworks.
He's my master, Miss Lamb. He always has been. He always will be.
You'd never desert him?
Not for the world. Literally.
And if he wins?
We'll go to heaven. All of us. He's promised.
Signed in blood?
You're so naive. Do you think a creature lives so long and is so crude? Age makes us more ourselves, and he was always subtle. Now he's hair thin. His thoughts are drops on that hair. His malice, and he has malice, swims in the drop hanging on the hair. Signed in blood. Good night. What's wrong with him?
He's a demon. Isn't that enough?
Oh. Right. Miss Lamb, may I... how do you think the trial's going?
Considering the devil's cleverer than us by 10,000 years, the greatest liar in history, and smooth as cream.
You mean you think you might lose?
I'm considering the possibility.
Excuse me.
Oh, Jane.
Am I interrupting?
Oh, no. We were just finishing up.
But I had a few other questions.
MacReady's back.
Who's MacReady?
The man who carried the first warrant to heaven.
The one for Jesus Christ?
And then disappeared. Where is he?
I found him wandering on the beach. He's barely coherent.
Drunk?
Exhausted. He says he can't sleep. Fetch him, will you, Jane? I'll be right back.
It sounds like the fireworks are almost over.
Maybe they could put a match to something combustible. Like you.
When you lose, are you going to retire?
No comment.
Bitch.
What am I doing here? Jane.
Here he is. This is MacReady.
He looks sick.
I haven't slept for months.
Can you hear me?
MacReady, can we ask you a few questions?
Can it, mister? I'm conducting this interview.
I haven't slept for months.
We heard you the first time. Can you understand me?
Months?
You cost us dearly.
I did my job.
Then where was the witness?
Nowhere to sleep.
Buck up, man. Why didn't you deliver the warrant?
I went there. To the gate. To heaven.
The witness never arrived.
I can't sleep, you see. Not now. Every night I counted sheep going through the gate. One, two, count the sheep. Three, four, gone to the shepherd. No shepherd. No more sheep. So I won't sleep. Not ever. Not ever.
MacReady? What are you doing?
Let him go, Jane.
No more sheep?
The man's delirious. We'll interview him again tomorrow.
There's something going on. Some kind of conspiracy.
Only one? Let's go to bed. Aren't you coming?
You go ahead. I'll be there in a little while.
Suit yourself.
You should go in too, Jane. It's getting bitter.
Oh, I didn't see you there.
Oh.
You shouldn't sneak up on people.
I'm sorry. Did you enjoy the fireworks?
Very pretty.
I noticed you today, looking at me.
Returning your look.
Oh.
You have a certain glamour. Evil does.
I don't feel evil.
I don't feel like a woman, never having been a man.
I was an angel. I remember goodness, but here, everything explodes.
Explodes?
Swells up, becomes overripe, bursts. Bang.
I'm quite stable.
No, that bag of meat you occupy is getting tight and tender, getting too thin to hold your life.
What do you suggest?
Burn it up. Heat is health.
It just makes me sweat.
Passion is nothing to be ashamed of.
Passion?
When we exchange looks.
What are you telling me?
Ooh, have I been indelicate?
How could I be so slow? Mm-hmm. Growing tender?
Oh, it was unlooked for.
I don't have any words.
Oh, no, say nothing at all.
I feel, I know it's absurd, honored.
Surely you've been in love.
I've been in love?
Yes.
Wait, you are telling me you're in love with me.
No, I thought you...
Me?
Why would I?
Well, why would I?
There seems to be a misunderstanding.
Bang.
Will you smoke some hash?
No, thank you.
Already high enough?
No. Dead tired and disgusted.
I am hurt. Are you sure?
Oh, I can't sleep. Nothing works. It doesn't matter that I'm exhausted. I've been tossing and turning for an hour.
MacReady's dead.
Who?
The warren carrier, MacReady? He just hanged himself.
Where?
There's one tree in 10 miles, and he found it. The Turkana found him, brought him in, wanted a reward.
What did you give them?
The rest of your peppermint and 6 jars of coffee. He left a note for Lamb.
Well, what does it say?
It makes no sense.
Here, let me see. Oh, God. Do you have any pills?
No.
Looks like a sleepless night for sure. Yeah. I'll see you tomorrow.
That one there?
Oh, anyone will do.
Milo?
Who? Oh, Verrier and, sir?
Milo, isn't it?
Oh, yes. My parents weren't very imaginative.
We were just saying you look a little...
soulful, thinking of home.
Oh, not really, no. My wife's pretty unimaginative, too.
Oh, surely you must wish you were wrapped up in bed with her.
not particularly.
What a waste.
Mm-hmm.
I beg your pardon?
A friend of mine was saying how much she'd like to meet you.
Oh, me?
Mind you, you can be a bit of a handful.
Oh, is she, natural?
Oh, as rain from heaven.
Last time I saw her, I think she was down by the lake.
I think she was.
If you're interested...
why not?
Why not?
Down by the lake, you said.
Uh-huh.
That way. Just keep walking. That's it. Be careful of the crocodiles.
Oh, I'm weary of this. Sending innocents to their deaths.
Perhaps I should have violated him first.
Oh, Lord, was I ever amused by this?
Of course you were, my
lord. I was?
Yes. You so enjoyed slow death.
Yeah. Well, you know,
quicksand, you remember that?
Mm-hmm. Quicksand.
Yes.
Come on, Pete. It's time for bed. You said so yourself. Prosecution has to sleep. We're on our way to winning.
There are no certainties. He's got tricks we don't even know about yet. Who could have predicted he'd have that damn diary? And he can be seductive.
I hadn't noticed.
Oh?
You always say, give it a chance. The world's good.
It has to be better than good. Go to bed.
Did you hear that?
A bird.
I don't think so. Here comes Popper.
That sounded like Milo.
Surely not.
I could swear. Are you two planning tactics?
We're done.
Catherine, there's a note for you, by the way, from MacReady. He's dead.
Killed himself?
Yes, how did you know?
I had a feeling. This letter makes no sense.
Well, the man was deranged. He was the second warrant carrier to go. Too bloody eager to get into heaven.
May I see the note? Something to read in bed. I'm turning in. Night.
There's a lot of venom in the air tonight.
Do you wonder?
Beautiful fireworks. Made me feel like a boy.
I'm sure that was intended. He'd like us all reduced to children.
Now, you really hate him, don't you?
No, not hate. There's certain species that have lived underground for so long, they've lost their senses because they don't need them. Their eyes turn white over generations. Their ears close up. They lose all their skin color, just pale, featureless things that squirm and speak softly in the dark. Would I hate such a thing? No. But I don't want to share a bed with it either.
Well, there's been precious little evidence of interference. You won't convict on it. He's too passive.
They also sin who only stand and wait.
Not according to the law. Now I do hear something.
A harsh wind blows. The sand kicks up. Felix Popper and Catherine Lamb cover their eyes as they squint into the darkness towards the sound of what? Aluminum cans? The devil.
My, my, such glum faces. Smile. Dawn soon. Another day, another chance to spit on me. I've been to see the Turkana. Have you met them? Extraordinary fellows. Outcasts. We had a lot in common. Too poor to have wives. They live in iron shacks at the top of the lake, naked as babies, and all the time laughing at each other. Every little misfortune, laughing. One fella told me how he'd lost his foot, and you know, he found it so funny. Tears rolling down his face. Oh, I like them deeply. And look what prize they gave me. This necklace.
Verrier and Belial, wet and muddy, choking back glee, stagger on, dragging a large cardboard box.
What's this?
My God.
We think it's Milo Milo, sir.
Difficult to be sure.
He's been taken by a crocodile. These are all the pieces we could find.
Is that his head?
Some of it.
Lesson number one. If we play with the Leviathan, we must expect to be bitten.
Should we bury him?
Not here.
We can't just keep him. The heat.
One of your associates, sir, would they fly him home?
Of course, it's the least we could do. Verrier, see that these pieces are returned to Milo Milo's dear wife.
Yes, sir.
Let's leave the judge and Miss Lamb to mourn their loss.
Milo may have been foolish enough for it to have been an accident.
But you doubt it.
I doubt it.
I always say, give it a chance. The world's good.
Clive Barker's The History of the Devil, starring Dylan Baker, will return. Stay tuned for the fourth installment, coming soon. This has been a production of the Sci-Fi Channel Seeing Ear Theater.